Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session, and we're going to do one of the most unfairly powerful drum and bass techniques, resampling your own fills. The big idea is simple. You build a fill using your own drum rock hits or break slices, you print it to audio, and then you treat that printed audio like brand new source material. You rechop it, repitch it, reprocess it, and suddenly what used to be a basic one-bar idea becomes a whole personal library of how is that fill so crisp and weird at the same time. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable fill resample rig. Write a fill, print it clean and with effects, slice it in simpler, make a few variations, and place them in a rolling DNB arrangement so they actually land musically. Let's set the session up. DNB ready. Set your tempo to something modern, 172 to 175 BPM. I'm going to set it 174. Now go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch. Turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. You want control here, especially when you start printing and re-importing audio. Also enable Create Fades on Clip Edges. That one switch quietly saves you from a ton of tiny clicks later. Set your global quantization to 1/16th or 1/8th. You're not relying on quantization for the magic, but it keeps recording and launching tidy while you do micro edits manually where it counts. Now step 1. Build the source fill. This is your performance. If the performance is weak, the resample is just a weak idea printed louder. So make something worth capturing. You've got two main routes. Option A is a drum rack fill. Punchy, modern, super controllable. Create a MIDI track. Drop in a drum rack. Load your core hits, kick, snare, hats or shakers, and then add a couple of fill toys. That might be a rim, a tom, a noise hit, a crash, or a weird perk that only exists for transitions. Program a 1-bar fill at the end of an 8 or 16-bar phrase. Here's a teacher trick. Keep your snare on 2 and 4 like normal until the last half bar. Then you start getting spicy. That way the groove stays readable, and the fill feels like a ramp, not like the drummer fell down the stairs. For the last half bar, try a few classic DNB moves, snare stutters at 1/16th, an off-grid ghost kick, and a hat roll that aims into a crash or a strong cue hit. You can also add a groove from the groove pool, something like a 16th swing groove, but keep the amount subtle, like 10-25%. And a key decision, don't necessarily commit the groove yet. Sometimes it's better to print the fill first, then decide how tight or loose you want the sliced versions later. Option B is break slice fill, jungle DNA. Drag a break to an audio track, warp it with beats mode, preserve at 1/16th, and make sure the transients are actually snapping to the grid. Don't rush this. Bad transient placement becomes chaos later, and not the fun kind. Then slice to new MIDI track. Use a basic slicing preset. Now you're rearranging slices like a classic jungle edit. Try reversing a slice, pitching a snare slice up, and making a flam by placing two similar slices 10 to 20 milliseconds apart. That tiny offset is pure attitude. Cool. Now step 2. Create a dedicated resampling track, because we want this fast and repeatable. Make a new audio track and name it Resample Print. Now you have a choice for audio from. The fastest is resampling, which grabs the master output, but there's a trap. It can also capture your bass, vocals, limiter pumping, anything happening on the master. For precision, the cleanest method is to print from a dedicated drum bus. So here's the advanced recommendation. Group your drum tracks into a drum group. On your resample print track, set audio from to the drum group and choose post effects. That means you're printing the drums with the drum processing, but not accidentally printing the entire mix. Arm resample print. Set monitoring to off. Off is important. It prevents doubled monitoring and feedback loops. Now step 3. Build two processing lanes. You want at least two prints. One cleanish for punch and one FX version for character. This is how pros stay flexible. The clean print is your utility knife, and the FX print is your signature. For the cleanish chain, put it on the drum group or on the main drum rack. Talk devices are totally fine. Start with drum bus. A little drive, maybe 5-15%. Crunch low, unless you want it really gritty. Boom off or low. DNB low end gets messy fast if you fake bass the drum bus too hard. Then EQ8. High pass around 25-35 Hz. You're not removing the weight. You're removing useless sub-rumble. If it's boxy, a small cut around 250-450. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3-10 milliseconds so transients still poke through. Release on auto or around 1/10-3/10. You're only looking for 1-3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not punishment. Now for the FX lane, use a return track called Fill FX. Put Roar on it for modern aggression. Try multiband mode so you can get mids to snarl without destroying lows. Add hybrid reverb with a short plate or room. High pass the reverb, somewhere between 200 and 400 Hz, because low-end reverb is how you ruin drops. Add delay or echo. Set it to 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Keep feedback lowish, 10 to 25%, and filter lows out aggressively. Then an auto filter at the end, and map cutoff to something you can automate easily. Tweeps into transitions are basically free excitement. A key move here: don't send the whole fill to FX. Automate the send so only the last half bar, or even just the last quarter, spills into the return. That keeps the groove clear and makes the effect feel intentional. Now step 4, record the fill. Multiple passes, loop the section where your fill happens. Arm resample print, hit record. Pass 1. Minimal effects, tight and punchy. Pass 2. Turn up the return send automation, get the FX version. Pass 3. Optional, a special version. Maybe extreme distortion, reverse reverb, heavy filtering, whatever. Think of it as your 1 moment per 16 bars version. After each pass, consolidate. Select the recorded region and hit consolidate, Command J or Control J. Name them clearly. Something like Fill 174 Clean 01. Fill 174 FX 01. Trust me, future you is going to thank you when your project has 40 prints. Now an important coaching moment. Timing accuracy and latency. Zoom in on the first transient of your printed clip. Does it land exactly where your fill starts? If it's consistently late or early, don't ignore it. Enable reduced latency when monitoring while recording resamples, and avoid look-ahead-heavy devices on the printed path during capture, like certain limiters or linear phase EQs. If you still get a consistent offset, nudge the printed clip once, then consolidate so everything you slice afterward is aligned. Now step 5, prep the resampled audio for slicing. This is the boring part that makes the fun part actually work. Open the printed clip. Decide whether you even need warp. If the fill was MIDI-driven and already perfectly on time, try warp off. Warping can round transients slightly, and in DNB those edges matter. If you do warp, start with beats mode for tight transient preservation. Complex Pro is usually not the move for sharp drums unless the audio is really smeared or atmospheric. Add tiny fades, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, on clip edges to kill clicks. Ableton's clip edge fades help a lot, but check any hard cuts, especially on edited stutters. Then gain stage. Aim for peaks around minus 6 to minus 3 dB. Leave headroom. You're going to process again, and if you print everything smashed at zero, the next saturation stage turns into brittle mush. Now step 6, slice it in simpler. This is where the resample becomes an instrument. Drag your cleaned resample into a new simpler on a MIDI track. Switch to slice mode. Slice by transients. Adjust sensitivity so it catches the hits, but doesn't slice every little noisy tail into a thousand pieces. Turn on gate mode for tight modern control. Set release short, maybe 10 to 80 milliseconds depending on the vibe. Shorter release means cleaner rolls. Longer release means more glue and smear. There's no correct, but for fast DNB edits, shorter is usually the move. Now create a MIDI clip and start triggering slices. Reorder the last quarter bar. Do double time stutters at 1/32nd notes for energy spikes. Add ghost hits with low velocity between your main snare stabs. And here's a huge workflow tip. Create a fill index MIDI clip right now. One or two bars that just triggers slices sequentially, like 1, 2, 3, 4 through the slice map. Name it slice map. That way, when you come back tomorrow, you can audition slices instantly without hunting. Also, velocity is your humanizer, even in DNB. Keep the anchor hits consistent, and vary the notes between notes. Ghost slices at like 20 to 60% velocity can make the fill feel alive without needing more layers. Now step 7, build a fill rack with macros, so this becomes repeatable power instead of a one-off experiment. Convert your slice simpler chain into an instrument rack, or just build a rack around it. A solid chain is simpler in slice mode, then saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 1 to 6 dB, then EQ8, high pass around 30 to 60 Hz because fills generally don't need sub, maybe a small presence lift around 3 to 6 kHz if you want the stutters to read on small speakers, add a transient shaper if you have it in Live 12, increase attack for crispness, reduce sustain to stop the wash, then a limiter very gently, just for safety, not loudness wars. Now map macros. Map slice release. Map pitch, like plus or minus 3 semitones for quick alternate versions. Map saturator drive. Map transient attack. Map a filter cutoff if you put auto filter earlier in the chain. And if you're using sends, map a macro to your reverb send amount so you can throw the end of a fill into space. If you want to go extra advanced, do dual resolution slicing. Make two simplers from the same print, one sliced more coarsely, like 1/16th or fewer transients, the other sliced more densely, like 1/32nd feel or higher sensitivity. Put them into an instrument rack with two chains, and macro the chain select. Now you can morph from readable fill to granular frenzy on demand. Now step 8, place fills musically in a rolling arrangement. This is where a lot of people fail. They make great fills, but they place them like random fireworks, and it breaks the roll. Common placements that feel real. Every 8 bars, do a micro fill, like a quarter bar. Every 16 bars, do a bigger statement fill, half bar to a full bar. Pre-drop, you can strip drums, then hit the resampled fill plus an FX tail, then slam into the drop. And here's one of the most effective D&B transition tricks ever. Add a micro gap right before the downbeat. 1/16th to 1/8th of silence. That tiny breath makes the next kick and snare feel twice as heavy. Also, if your FX print has a long tail, split it. Put the tail on its own track. High pass it aggressively, like 200 to 600 HZ. Keep it quieter and maybe sidechain it harder. That way you get vibe, without stealing impact from the first hit of the next phrase. Now, a quick list of mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't resample the whole master by accident. Resampling input is fast, but it's dangerous if your bass and limiter are involved. Printing from the drum group is cleaner when you care about precision. Don't overwarp, and don't pick the wrong warp mode. Complex Pro on sharp drums can smear the attack. Try beats first. Don't print with no headroom. Leave space. Don't make fills that break the groove so hard the listener loses one. Even in jungle chaos, you want a clear marker into the next downbeat. A crash, a hat, a cue slice, something that points home. And keep low end out of your FX returns. Reverb and delay below 200 HC will wreck clarity. Now let's level it up with a few darker, heavier D&B Pro moves. This audio version is shortened for playback.